Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, Paula Tovey here. I am going to be sharing with you today a little bit about the Mom Transformation Conference. I'm really excited about this conference and I can't wait to tell you all of the wonderful things that it can bring to your church. Phenomenal Life is something that I started back in 2010, and it was something that God was nudging me to start doing. I was actually doing my other business, which is parent coaching, and he started working on me and made me realize that I had a calling that was bigger than I even realized. And over a period of time, he showed me in little snippets what that looked like. And what I learned from that experience of listening to him was that I had so much that I could be bringing to women, and I just had to be able to believe in myself. And so Phenomenal Life is actually my journey. It is a culmination of life events that happened to me, and I share them with everyone so they can get a sense of what it looks like to have a really good life. And I'm not going to say that my life is perfect. However, with the lessons that I've learned literally from God, my life is so, so, so wonderful because of what he has done and he has brought to me. And I have been open to receive the lessons that he has brought forth to me to learn. So here we're going to talk about what Phenomenal Life is. All right, so the Transformation Conference is actually bringing together Phenomenal Life and having a transformation at the same time. So what I mean by that is really what we're doing is we are becoming better women of God. And through that, we are transforming into creatures that he has designed for us to be. That's what the transformation is all about. And so we're learning to become a wonderful woman of God. So the Transformation Conference and Makeover is really a makeover, but it's coming from the inside out. So when you think of a traditional makeover, somebody gets made up beautifully, right? They have their hair done, their makeup done, new clothing. They have a funky attitude. It's really a cool thing when they can really start to feel and see differences inside themselves. Well, this Transformation Conference goes deeper than that. What it is it's learning the principles that God teaches us in the Bible, and it's starting to apply them to our lives in order to be even better. So what we're doing is we're taking steps, sometimes very small baby steps, but we're taking steps to transform into the person that he created us to be. Our transformation isn't just, like I said before, the physical sense, but it's so much more. And there's five things that we want to talk about what that transformation can bring. The first one is a transformation within ourselves physically. So we talked about that, right? If you have a makeover on the outside, it can really boost your self-esteem and help make you feel better, right? It gives you a better sense of, okay, I can do this. I look good. I can feel better emotionally. I'm really starting to see something can be done here, right? Well, we cannot also forget about the physical sense, meaning our health, and more specifically, our nutrition, and how we make ourselves well. And why that is such an important part of this piece is that we cannot perform our very best if we are fueling ourselves with below-grade gasoline. And what I mean by that is junk food, right? If we consistently are consuming junk and putting crap in our bodies, our bodies are not going to be performing at their peak. They're not going to be doing what they were designed to do. Our bodies were actually designed by God to be able to eat what we put in them, digest them appropriately, excrete them regularly, and be able to live a truly healthful life without big problems, without lots of illness, meaning sickness, meaning all kinds of things that crop up. Now, one of the big things that people know about, it's becoming more knowledgeable anyway, is how bad sugar really is and how important it is to really limit that in our diet. So we're going to take a look at that during our time together when we're talking about our physical health, okay? Another part of that is exercise. Now, we so often are conditioned to believe that really healthy living is more about exercise, and the truth is that it's about 20%. And when I say exercise, I don't mean joining a gym. I don't mean lifting weights and doing things that, quite honestly, don't appeal to me and don't appeal to a lot of women. But what is supposed to be is to be able to live a life of daily activity where you're getting exercise. You're pumping blood to your heart and you're moving in a way that is, one, pain-free, and two, bringing goodness, oxygen, and all of that great stuff into your body, right? That's what helps make it perform at its best. So those are the kinds of things that we're talking about when we're talking about our physical health. Another area that we're going to talk about is our emotional health and how to prioritize our own emotions, meaning our own selves, our past, our present, our future, and then the lives of people that we're around, right? Who we spend our time with, who we give our energy to, who depletes us of that energy. What are our actions when we're around them? What are our thoughts? How is it that we act when we're around people that potentially drain us or potentially energize us? It's giving time and thought to all of these emotions and really prioritizing them and making them something that help us to be better, right? We want to be around people that build us up. We want to be fed encouragement. We want to be given love. We don't need people in our lives that degrade us and make us feel less worthy. God did not design us to be living like that. Those are the lies that we tend to buy into. What we need to do is have the courage. We need to have the ability to see beyond that. We need to have the emotional strength to be able to know where we are right now and where God wants us to go. We need to be able to grow into that person who he sees us as. And when we put these emotions, our emotional spirit, into order, when we get it all cleaned up and aligned, he has fantastic plans for us. And what we can do with that can pretty much change our lives. All right, another area that we're going to talk about is our educational health. Why this is important really has more to do with our life skills, okay? This building our life skills, making us better. And for all of us that are moms, it's making us better moms. And for those of us who aren't moms yet, it's making your life better before you have children so that when you do, you're more prepared. And if you're later in years, you have maybe grown children, or maybe grandchildren. These are some of the lessons that you still can apply today. It is never too late, never too late to make a few changes and to say, you know, I really want to leave an impression on my grandchild's life. I really want to give them whatever it is. I really want to give them that sense that I didn't have when I was younger. I can fix this. I can change this. It is never, never too late. So what we want to do is we want to take these life skills and apply them to ourselves. How we do that is by being aware of them, by talking about them, by being in community with other people who help build those up. So So our educational health is really an awareness. It's really an application. And really what it is making our lives better to affect those around us, to make their lives better. And isn't that exactly what Jesus asked us to do? Next, we're going to talk about financial stability and the future. Now, for those of you who are a little younger, I am absolutely not going to bore you with talk of finance. But what I am going to encourage you to think about is how the decisions and the choices you make today literally can and will impact your future and your future generations of family to come. So if you've ever heard anyone talking about how it's good to save money and how it's good to invest money, once you start making investments and you put away money and you really get a handle on how much money you have, how much money comes in, how much money goes out, how much money you're saving, when you can balance all of that together, really it gives you a good indication as to what your situation is. Now, the good news is that the Bible talks about money over and over and over. It does. It tells us in the Bible how often we need to be able to save, how often we should be taking care of future generations. It tells us over and over again that we need to be wise and not foolish with our money. The Bible can teach us and gives us so many insights into how we can do that so we have a really great and full life. And so when someone says they have a life that is rich, they actually don't really mean money. What they mean is full, wholeness. That's the kind of life that we want to pass on to our families and to future generations. When you have your financial self in accountability and in check, you absolutely can then do that. When financially you're very insecure, you know you absolutely cannot do that. And what kind of sadness that can bring to us, what kind of guilt that can put out on others. What we want to do is we want to be aware of where we are and what we can do to make it better. We want to take small steps just to make it better. That's all. That's all it is. It's taking small steps for making your life better financially so you can help and impact those around you when and if it's needed. Lastly, we're going to talk about our spiritual growth and commitment to God. All of these things, like I said before, are designed by Him. He sent His Son so we could take all of these burdens, so He could take all of these burdens of our life away. He gave us His Son. So we have the ability to live a life that is whole and rich and pure through Jesus Christ. And when we devote time and energy and talent into learning and investing our life and our Christian walk, our spiritual growth can skyrocket. So why don't you join me in giving in to this transformation process? Let it go. Let yourself become who God knows you can be. Let yourself become anything you want. I cannot wait for you to learn more about Phenomenal Life and about the Mom Transformation. Please come visit us on our two websites, www.phenomenallife.com. and themomtransformation.com, themomtransformation, themomtransformation.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope that you have an absolutely phenomenal week. Thanks, everyone.